"This is what we're talking about," says the general, pointing to his head. "If you use your mind to heal, you can probably come out with your whole team alive and intact. You won't have to leave anyone behind." He pauses, then adds, "Protect the unit structure by hands-off and hands-on healing." The Special Forces commanders don't look particularly interested in psychic healing. "Okay," says General Stubblebein. The reception he's getting is really quite chilly. "Wouldn't it be a neat idea if you could teach somebody to do this?" General Stubblebein rifles through his bag and produces with a flourish bent cutlery. "What if you could do this?" says General Stubblebein. "Would you be interested?" There is a silence. General Stubblebein finds himself beginning to stammer a little. "They're looking at me as if I'm nuts," he thinks to himself. "I am not presenting this correctly." He glances anxiously at the clock. "Let's talk about time," he says. "What would happen if time is not an instant? What if time has an x-axis, a y-axis, and a z-axis? What if time is not a point, but a space? At any particular time, we can be anywhere in that space. Is the space confined to the ceiling of this room, or is the space 20 million miles? The general laughs. "Physicists go nuts when I say this." Silence. He tries again. "Animals," says General Stubblebein. The Special Forces commanders glance at one another. "Stopping the hearts of animals," he continues. "Bursting the hearts of animals. This is the idea I'm coming in with. You have access to animals, right?" Say Special Forces. "Not really." General Stubblebein's trip to Fort Bragg was a disaster. It still makes him blush to recall it. He ended up taking early retirement in 1984. Now, the official history of Army intelligence, as outlined in their press pack, basically skips the Stubblebein years, 1981 to 84, almost as if they didn't exist. In fact, everything you have read so far has, for the past 2 decades, been a military intelligence secret. General Stubblebein's doomed attempt to walk through his wall and his seemingly futile journey to Fort Bragg have remained undisclosed right up until the moment that he told me about them, in room 403 of the Tarrytown Hilton in upstate New York, on a cold winter's day 2 years into the War on Terror.